Thank you very much for coming for this special occasion for Sachidev. After such a wonderful talk of Nyukul and Vaishaseka, I don't know what to say. But looking back his life, there's two things that was very fortunate for him, I think. One was definitely meeting Srila Prabhupada. There's no doubt about that. And another one was marrying me. That is because by meeting me and marrying me, he had to learn a lot of Maya. And then his desire to get out of this world got stronger and stronger. The kids one after another, household responsibility more and more, you know, his desire to get out of there gets stronger. And so I think that was a great fortune for him. And but one thing I really respect about him is his determination to really carry out of his order to Srila Prabhupada. For years and years, we thought, oh, we could never do this. It's, you know, we have family here, our roots is here. How are we going to ever go back to Japan? But I know in his back of his mind, he had this very strong desire to fulfill the Prabhupada's order. Someday you go back to Japan and preach. And then, you know, as I watched him struggle with his work and his spiritual life, I think eventually Krishna and Prabhupada bestowed this special opportunity to him so he can go back there half the time. The reason he go back there half the time of the year is he has to come back here to recharge by your wonderful association. And by doing so, he gets even more stronger with his desire to serve Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. So I think he owe you guys a lot.
That's right.
That means
that's right.
true. Yeah, so I see that, you know, he goes, being in Japan is not always all in rosy picture. Sometimes it's very difficult because there's very little association. And he has to, he's you know, he has to be a leader to pull everybody along. So it's not that easy. So he does have to come back in and get your help to go back and do it again. And so I really, really appreciate everyone's support and showing him your determination to push on this movement and follow your spiritual master's order, because that gives him a strength and gives me a strength to let him go. So of all these 60 years, I guess, not quite 6 years, I guess I've known him 35 years, but our life had, you know, came up and down, but I have no regrets. And then I think he's going to the right place. And hopefully I can kind of tag along with him. And then I really thank everybody to support us in this way and then support him in this way. Thank you so much.